Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I saw quite a story coming out of Sulphur Springs here a few days ago about the city of Sulphur Springs getting a very, very nice gift. You want to tell us about it?
It was quite amazing. It's something that's been in the works for several months now, but it's kind of making lemonade out of lemons. We had a mine that ended up getting shut down in the area just outside of the city limits of Sulphur Springs, down what the locals call Thermo Road, and it's appropriately called Thermo Mine. And since this mine no longer was in use, this was about 4,900 acres, some people put their brains together and decided, well, how can we use this land for the most good? Because mined land can't be used for homes because the land's been disrupted and it's just not a secure form of land to build something on. So we had to really think creatively and outside of the box. So ultimately, Luminant, the owners of the mine, gifted that land to the city, which gives us the ability to have nature trails and parks and all sorts of things that are just, it's going to be amazing. We can host dog trials out there. We can have different mud runs, all sorts of events that will bring people to the city.
4,900 acres.
Yes, it's amazing.
And this was a coal mine.
Yes, sir, it is.
I think
it was, I should say. This one was no longer being used. So it was just kind of sitting empty, vacant. So we were trying to figure out what can we do to use the best use of this land.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised to learn there was a coal mine in the area.
They actually really were. I guess I just kind of have taken it for granted living here this entire time because we all know it, of course, like I said, is Thermo Road because of the mine. But a lot of people weren't aware that there was a mine in the area. Honestly, just from the road, it's a very beautiful area anyway. Lots of trees, lots of greenery, lakes. And so you might, it's not what most people think of when they think of a mine.
Now, what does the company get out of this? What is their advantage in gifting this land to the city?
Their biggest advantage is a tax write-off from the land. So they're not, and also there are some different workout options that the city would then be, it would kind of relieve them of those requirements that they have so that when putting the land back, because we're going to try to put the land to where it's going to have the most function for the city. So if we're creating parks or if we're creating nature walks or whatnot, they're not having to invest that money just for someone else to go and reinvest money.
I see.
So it's kind of a win-win. It truly is a win-win for the city. They're not having to put in any extra money than what they, you know, would now with the city having owned this land.
We're talking with Emily Glass. Emily is the mayor of Sulphur Springs. Now, I read this kind of got started. There was someone in Sulphur Springs that wanted to have a place to have dog trials.
Yes, dog trials was the original idea, and I think it's phenomenal. My mother-in-law actually competes one of her dogs that she has, and I did not realize that this was such a big draw for people, but it's a very big hobby and pastime for a lot of people, and I think it is a fun event, but of course, with that event, you have to have a lot of land, and so that makes this an opportune area for us to host these dog trials.
When do you expect that some of this land may be put to use by the city? How soon will the city be making use of the land, I guess?
I honestly do not even have a good guesstimate. When we went worst-case scenario, how long is the longest it's going to be for us to be able to use this land? It was in the range of about six-ish years whenever we were talking this through initially. So we're hoping that since we're going ahead and receiving ownership of the land, that we can speed a lot of that up. Lumina had already gone ahead and, you know, planted several trees, and they had already started upholding their end of the promise of what would happen whenever the mine would cease to exist as a mine. And so they had already started kind of rehabbing the land. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to speed that up considerably. Hopefully, you know, the next couple of years, we'll start seeing some use out of this land.
Now, the land is, as I understand it, is removed from the tax rolls. So I guess that's maybe the downside of it. But I don't know how much tax revenue you were getting from it anyway. And, of course, none if they're not actually operating the mine.
Right. And the reason we really did that was for Luminant's kind of peace of mind. They wanted to make sure that if something happened, if this did not go through, that they would not be, you know, on their end holding a bunch, right, owing a bunch of city taxes. So we did that. That's pretty standard, par for the course. So we did that for their peace of mind, removed them from the tax roll.
Well, we're going to be watching now for quite some time to see how you all put all this property to use, and it's going to be interesting to watch it develop.
I'm excited about it. I think it's great.
Yeah. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.